The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Not a one-time-only special. Interesting. Plus, let's examine the What's Happening song, and then we're going to dive into the division in the crew.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, which you're going to get. The Texas tornado travesty in just a few minutes. That's our personal revelation. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Oh, wait. I think I could put the Texas tornado travesty under life insanities, and so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 972-445-0770. We're actually going to try and do trivia today. Yesterday wasn't going to work. Today it will. And just keep in mind, any topic open for conversation, if you'd like prayer or if you want to share a praise report, come on, you can do it. That's why the Lord blessed you, so you can share with others. Keep in mind, any topic, like I said, open for conversation, just be cool about it, right? Right, right, right. Why? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right. Before we get to our shout-out, which we're going to give to Jamie Blumenthal in a second, and then before we get to discussing our Dr. B, I'm going to share with you first. Yep, first I'm going to share with you the Texas tornado travesty. Is that a tornado sound? It's like. Oh, there you go. Now we're talking. So here's what's happened. So I've told most of you that my wife and I, we moved here from California, and my wife never seemed to bother about earthquakes. Never, didn't bother at all. And the reason that they don't bother most people most of the time is because by the time you figure out what's happening, it already happened. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. We went through several earthquakes, not the really, really bad one during the World Series, but we did went through several earthquakes, and they happened, and it's boom. When we were in San Clemente, it happened. You can tell things were shaking, and then in 10 seconds, it was over. In Texas, where we're still trying to make our adaptations, you get rain, you get thunder and lightning and wind. Look at her go. Look at her go. Look at Wonder Julie go. And did you get this thing we've never heard of? They're warning sounds. They're like, you know, the sirens. They go, ooh. So my wife's biggest concern in life in the last 2 years has been being in our home while there's a tornado taking place or in the area, and then having me not be there. Because, you know, we kind of do everything together and we support one another. She trusts in the Lord, but she likes her husband there and I like my wife with me. It's kind of like we're best friends, so that's how that goes. So I finished the show, right? Finished the show yesterday, right? Decent. I thought material was decent. It was good. Good to, you know, challenge ourselves in regards to things that we're struggling in life, sin, you know, and I don't listen to the show. I just kind of do a review in my mind between me and the Lord. I'm driving home. It's raining like crazy. I think Wonder Julie will testify. It was a little bit of rain when we left. Was it raining when you left? It was pretty much
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Depended on where you were. But right when I left, they said they just got the tornado warning for where you were headed.
Yeah. So I'm headed there. That part's okay. I didn't mind that. Here's the part that I didn't like. Number one, my wife texts me and says, take a different route because it could be safer and easier. I took a different route. Guess what? You shouldn't take a different route when you don't know the route. And what that means is that I was not just driving, but me and Noah were pals. Okay, because I was floating along the water. There was one stretch where I hit some water trying to get onto the freeway that I was like gliding. So I was not real happy with that. I didn't think that was terrific. Right then, as I'm getting on the freeway.
Noah, an ark.
That's what I was going through. I was going through this connection with Noah. Right when I got on the freeway, my wife texted me, frantic. Guess where she was? In the bathtub, right? Guess what she was doing? Yelling at the dog for not being in the bathtub while she was talking to me on the phone, while I'm driving on a freeway route that I didn't know, while it's starting to pour heavily, while my car is sliding. Yeah, it was all like that. So I'm trying to calm my wife down as the tornado was 2.5 miles from our home, which is kind of close, right? It didn't touch down. I guess it just sat there and hung around for a little bit. Had some coffee, you know, did that Starbucks thing with the barista, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. And then guess what? Because I was all frazzled, guess what I did? I went on the freeway the wrong direction. So I'm going, wait, am I supposed to be heading south or north? See, we're not used to any of this. You just have to understand. And so I'm heading the wrong direction on the freeway. And then I get off the freeway and I call my wife up. Or I'm still talking to my wife, but she's screaming at the dog and at the wind. And she's like, you know, get in here, Levi, get over here. And I'm like, honey, if the dog doesn't want to go, the dog's 80 pounds, right? If the dog doesn't want to go in the bathtub, guess what? Dog's not going to the bathtub. Right? It's a boxer, right? So, you know, it's not, it says, so then I'm trying to calm her down. Then I'm trying to figure out where I'm going. This went on for like 30 minutes. This was like, so I want to give it to you. I give you the props. I give you the Texas props. You know what my wife said to me? And I will say this in honor of Texas. She said, have you ever seen raindrops so big in all your life? When they say we do everything bigger in Texas, they're not kidding. I mean, like raindrops, you guys. I got to get used to this. You know, once you're here for 2 years, you start to settle in. So I got about 4.5, 5 months to go. But I'm starting to settle in. But raindrops that were enormous. So that was my Texas tornado travesty. Everybody was fine. Everything was great. I got into the house. Everything was great, except my wife opened up the garage for me, a manual garage, and pulled it the wrong lever, and then she broke it. I was just thinking, are the Red Wings playing? Because they'll just lose. This is that kind of day that's going on. Let me give a quick shout out to Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions, who I had a chance to meet with today. I knew that the Lord was kind of setting something up. By the way, he's a retirement guy, a money guy. You right? Yeah, see? Hear that? See? Money. See that? You want to play it again? Yeah. See? There you go. Listen, I know it's Pink Floyd, but you can't get a better intro to a song on Monday. I don't care what you say. Tell some of the Christian bands to write some of the good music like this using money, and I'll use it. Here's the thingy with Jamie. Their website, Retire the Right Way. He said something really great in our discussion. He said, we are about safe money. People got money. They've worked their whole lives for it. They want to earn interest on it. They want to do this, but there's a lot of risk going on right now. We are really for keeping it safe so people don't lose what they have. So if somebody comes to you and says, look, I have a magic pill, and if you throw it underneath a tree, it will grow so big, it will grow like a beanstalk. They're going to kind of direct you the other way. All right. Retire the right way, Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement strategies and solutions. I want to give him a Heidi Ho. We're going to be jumping on board. I have a feeling we're going to have our meeting next week and see where that goes. Great job there. Appreciate that. I'm going to talk to you about Dr. Brown when we get back. So, because we've got to share that story. So I'm going to do that when we get back. I do want to have one little discussion with you about a particular scripture that came across my path from my past that I remembered and wanted to bring up. Psalm 85 says this. You, Lord, showed favor to your land and you restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and you covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and you turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure towards us. I'm a person who just loves the Psalms like everybody else. This Psalm has a very interesting statement in verse 1 and verse 4. It says the following. It says, restore the fortunes of Jacob in verse 1. And then in verse 4, it says, restore us again. And I want you to understand what that means. God is not a one-time only kind of God. It's not you get one shot and you blow it and out the door you go. This is not how God operates with his people. If God gave you one shot and out you go, within the first 24 hours of you getting saved, you'd be gone. The reality is that the psalmist could see, and this is actually a psalm of the sons of Korah, that God not only restores, but restores again. And there's restoration where God does it again. I want you to consider that phrase, restore us again, which means there's been restoration prior, and now they're asking for restoration again. To restore is already to bring it back, but they're asking bring it back again. So when you think you've gone too far in God, when you think you've pushed too far, too deep, when you think you've gone somewhere in the land of La La Land and you can't, you think you've pushed God so far away, you're misunderstanding how deep and how rich and how high and how long the love of God really is. How long is it? It lasts for all of eternity. How high? It connects heaven and earth. How wide? East to west, baby. It's east to west. They never touch. Only north and south have poles. East and west doesn't have a pole. I'm trying to show you that the restoration from God does not just happen once, but it happens again and again and again. You might say, well, why is that? The first reason is because we need it. Second reason is because he's that much of love. All right, I'm going to take a short break, come back. We got lots to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment. With Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that He's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer, or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I just realized what you were playing on the intro. That was cool. I liked that. That sounded good. I don't know something about it. Lion King, pretty funny. Pretty cool. All right. You want to reach us, davidspoon.com.
davidspoon.com.
So you got David, and somebody asked me the other day, David, is it David? Yeah, David like a king. And then they said, Spoon. I said, yeah, Spoon. Spoon like a fork. See, Spoon like a fork. davidspoon.com. That's the website. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Only if you're brave. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Let's see. We do have a trivia question. You see, when I do this, I put more pressure on our very own Wonder Julie. That's nice of me, huh? Okay, how many miles should you go with somebody, according to Jesus, who wants you to go 1 mile with them? How many miles should you go with them? What? Now, I'm going to have a follow-up with it, but it'll be a fun one. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. How many miles should you go with somebody who wants you to go a mile with them? Jesus had an answer to that in the Sermon on the Mount. How many miles? 972-445-0770. In other words, if somebody says, I want you to go with me 1 mile, how far should you go? I knew we weren't going to get very far before we got an answer on this one, because this is a good one. The follow-up is a classic. I'm just telling you right now. So I'm waiting for the little ring in the phone, and the phone ring. Here it comes. There it is. You know, I'm just. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Sam, and I like your sound bite, and the answer is 2 miles.
That is correct, sir. The answer is 2 miles. All right, Sam, I got a follow-up for you. Going to be a little tougher, okay?
All right.
I want you to get ready. How far away was Bethany from Jerusalem?
How far away?
Because that's where Jesus was. Jesus was in Jerusalem, and they came from Bethany because of Lazarus.
Uh-huh.
How far away was that when Jesus stayed there? Remember, he stayed there 4 extra days. How far away was it? Very close to the answer.
I believe it's between 3 and 5 miles.
Okay, the answer is a little less than 2.
Oh, okay.
A little less. That's why I went with it, because the other answer was 2. Kind of fun. Good job, Sam.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, Sam stepping in to answer a question. Good job. Here we go. Oh, wait, we got to do a promo. You know, I'm so... I could just do this for hours. This is the problem. Dr. Brandon Brown, I sent him an email today. Wait, is that the bumble? Yeah, turn it up. I'm telling you, it makes you very move. I want to talk fast. I got to talk fast. It's the bumblebee. I have to do it really fast. It's for Dr. B. I got to make sure you get it right. It's Dr. Brandon Brown. Okay. All right. It's not an inside joke. It's just funny. The specific chiropractic centers, he's in charge of the Richardson division. Okay? So you have different divisions. Specific chiropractic has different divisions in different places. He's in charge of Richardson. So it's richardson.thespecific.com. But I did leave him a message and said, we're changing your URL. Because it's like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. I think something like drbfeelfree.com would be something good like that. You know, something you'd never forget, or Dr. B. Cairo, something like that. Anyhow, his number, 972-454-9363. Let me say it again, 972-454-9363. Let me give you a quick report. My wife went yesterday. Loved him. Okay, as in he did a great job. She was comfortable. He knows what he's doing. And she is picky. After all, she chose me as her husband. Ha, 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 ha. That's kind of a joke. That's an inside joke. Here's the bottom line. If you are in some discomfort, Dr. B will take care of you. And after he takes care of you, if you tell him you came from the David Spoon Experience, he'll give you a lollipop. Just like any good doctor. 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. Dr. Brandon Brown, also known as Dr. B. Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's class radio right here. We have no class whatsoever. Okay, let's get into the What Happened Psalm. I like this. I like, I've just been in Psalms, and I'm everywhere in the scripture. If you want to know how I do my devotions, personally, I do Old Testament and New Testament. I do Old Testament, the multitudes of the day. I try to read the New Testament three times in a year and the Old Testament one time in a year. That's kind of my set. This is kind of how I try and approach it. So after 40 years, although I've really did a big stress on the New Testament the last 7 years as I was finishing up my master's. Here's the What Happened Psalm, Psalm 77, 1 through 9. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I felt that way sometimes, where you just look up and you're like, oy. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remember the songs in the night, my heart mused and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Now, before you get into the theological responses to this, can you just identify with the psalmist as he's expressing his emotions? The scripture is not there just to be some kind of theological statement or doctrinal statement. The scripture is there because it is a communication from God to humanity about the human journey from birth to death and connecting to God and fellowshipping with God and bringing glory to God and honoring God and fellowshipping with God. And there are times in that journey that it is just like, that happens, right? And I'm going to say this real quickly. You ever see those new age, careful there. You ever see the people that say, don't forget, it's all about the journey, not the destination. Not if you're a Bible-believing Christian, because the destination is either heaven or hell. It's all about the destination. The journey is part of the process while you're going to the destination. So when somebody goes, it's all about the journey, it's like, well, if you're going to hell, what a bummer. That's a bad idea. Anyway, the next verse in the psalm says, then I thought, to this I will appeal. the years of the right hand of the Most High, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. So the answer for the writer of the Psalms is in the Psalm. He's like, Lord, where are you? I can't feel you. It doesn't seem like your compassion's around. I don't know where you went. It's like you went to New Jersey and you're not coming back. I don't like it. But how the solution is come to is that he says, to this I will appear, to the years of that of the right hand of the Most High, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. I will remember your miracles. When you're in a place where nothing but a miracle will suffice, it is often true that God has let you get there so that a miracle can suffice. People go, well, he'll never put you through more than you can handle. Yes, he will. He'll put you through much more than you can handle so that the only answer is a miracle from God. That happens about 50 times in the scriptures. And then God gets the credit and the glory. It's like more than I can handle. Beyond me. I can't do this. It's up to you. It's in your hands. He'll never let you go through a temptation that you can't find a way of an escape. That's not the same thing. So keep those separate. But the answer to get through is to remember the miracles that he's done in the past. Remember the deeds he's done in the past. Has he brought you through to this point? Then he will bring you through again. You see how that, with all the, he's trying to communicate that, how we need to seize that? I am the worst at this stuff, but I know it's true. I can share it with you as I'm trying to get there with you. Look, the answer is to keep in mind that God has been faithful all along, and he will be faithful in the future. He's brought miracles into your life all along, and he'll do that in the future, up until the point where we're with him forever and ever, so that there's no separation. But until that time, our job, when it feels like everything is dusty, is to remember the miracles and remember the deeds. He's done it before, and he'll do it again, kind of building on what we talked about before. He's not a one-time only God. He has delivered you before, and he will deliver you again. He has helped you before, and he will help you again. He never stops loving us. It's just that when we get into certain places and phases, we react differently. And before you say, well, I know, but I've gone through this trial, apparently in God's estimation, it is necessary again. I would suspect that we are not as far along as we think we are, but that we can still trust and rely on him to get us through. That's the key, okay? He'll never abandon you, ever. All right? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience in education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
Then they complained to Moses against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, what? I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I like it when I do the here in Texas. It works out better. Hold on. I'm going to put a little mark on my piece of paper. Here in Texas. See, because instead of trying to just pronounce, we have a pronunciation for one word, then I got a phrase. Here in Texas. Yeah, see how much better that is? Live and learn. Okay, this segment brought to you by our very own Pamela Milkyuna. You know, this show is just nuts. Boom, boom, boom. Listen to this.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's Melchiono. Okay. Pamela Melchiono, you know where she is right now today? She's in real estate. No, she's in next week. She's in real estate upkeeping school. You're thinking, what is that? Well, see, some people get a real estate license and then they don't continue their education. It's like, bad plan. If you're going to be in the real estate market and the laws are changing and the processes are changing and things are, it's not just I put up a for sale sign and then just hope somebody comes by. There's a lot more there taking place. It's a very large fiduciary responsibility. And Pamela Melchiono is taking care of business. So there, her and John are going to try and come into the show a week from tomorrow. But she's got classes that she's doing to stay updated and to make sure everything's going to, I think that's great. I think that's what I want to know, that the person that I'm working with is doing everything they can to grow, develop, and advance in what they're doing. She's been doing it for years and years. She's no rookie. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Great analogy. Would you like the person doing the brain surgery on you to be somebody that just came out of high school, or would you prefer that they had some residency? That's pretty simple, right? Okay. I choose residency. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. You're supposed to say a phone number three times in 60 seconds. I don't know why. 817-505-5541. The Blessed Realty Company. .com, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Shout out to her. And she's going to be joining us in the studio. And we'll talk about John in the next segment. And I think John's daughter's going to be joining us. So we're going to have like a whole house for the like a whole show. It's going to be like one big party. Woohoo! I hope we're bringing tacos or pizza. Would you rather have pizza or tacos? What would you rather have?
A slice of pizza with a taco on the side.
Oh, man. Wonder Julie strikes again. Good one there. Okay, that's a good one. piece of pizza with a taco on the side. I want a piece of pizza with a taco on it.
Taco pizza.
There you go. Now, I've seen those, but every time I get a taco pizza, I'm always looking for the taco. Because all they have are the chips, the salsa, the beef, the lettuce, the tomato on the pizza. I want the taco on the pizza. That's what I want. I don't think you can do a taco with a pizza inside it. I don't think that'll work. Let's be the other way around. These are the things I contemplate. This is why my wife is trying to get me on medicine.
I'll never get this hour back.
This is lust forever, isn't it? Okay. Here's our, I should tell you, if you want to reach the show, do so. I mean, we'll figure that out. Facebook, YouTube, website, davidspoon.com, email, davidspoonmedia. Also, the websites, davidspoonmedia, David Spoon, his appointment, Church has appointment, Rockwell Connect. It's like nine of them. Just type in David Spoon. You'll get there. Here's our question. What plant? Now, I use that word carefully because in the Greek, but let's just go with it just because we're having fun. What plant does Jesus compare Solomon's clothing to? I'm open to two answers. What does Jesus compare Solomon's clothing to? All right. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Nobody should have this much fun in the afternoon. While we're waiting on that, that's what is that number? 972. What is it again? It's 972. I just put it away. 972-445-0770. What clothing, what does Jesus compare Solomon's clothing to? Because again, in the Sermon on the Mount, just pulling stuff out of the Sermon on the Mount, trying to get you a little bit more active in the Sermon on the Mount. See, that's the whole point. All right, I want to look at Matthew 20. I want to look at something very interesting. It's something I call division in the crew. That's the name of this DDD, division in the crew. Matthew chapter 20, verse 24. When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that in this world, kings are tyrants and officials lord it over the people beneath them. But among you, it should be quite different. Whoever wants to be leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must become your slave. For even I, the Son of Man, came here not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life as a ransom for many." Oh, okay. All right. Let's see if I can get this right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Rosie.
Hi. How are you?
Doing great.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad that you're calling in. Are you ready for the? Are you ready to give the answer? Here we go. I'm getting you ready, getting you prepped. What does Jesus compare Solomon's clothing to?
The lilies.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Nice job. Good answer. I would have taken wildflowers because technically it's lilies or wildflowers. You could really make a case for that, but lilies was the one I was looking for. So you nailed that. Good job.
Thanks.
You got it. You have a fantastic rest of the afternoon.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Lilies. She got that right off the bat. Now I got another one, so relax. And we got people that call in, and we can't always get to everybody, but that's a good sign, right? That's a good, that means that people are listening or people just want me to shut up. One of the two. Okay. All right, let's go back to this little thing that's going on with Jesus and the disciples. If you guys remember, James and John's mom, which I give her mass props for, she approached Jesus, asked for a favor, and said, "Hey, can my sons, James and John, sit on the right and left side?" And that was the whole exchange. Jesus said, "You don't know what you're asking for, da da da." So I want to, you know, fast forward about anywhere from 10 seconds to 10 minutes. When the other 10 disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. You know what happened is that these two guys are like, "Hey, you know, when you're all done with this and you're like, everybody's getting props, we want to be at the top." And what happened is that the two were then in contention with the 10. All right? They were like, "Wait a minute. What do you mean you guys want to be there?" And I bet one of the leaders of that was Peter. It doesn't say that. I just think it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, going, "Hey." You know, because Peter, James, and John were close to Jesus. They were, you remember, you had the 12 and then you had the three. Well, you had Peter, James, and John as part of the three, and Peter's getting moved out. They're moving them to the side. And so this created a tension amongst them. And look at Jesus, what Jesus does. He brings the crew together. Now, I want you to catch this. He brings the crew together, and he creates or recreates the unity. Because remember, these guys are hanging out with Jesus. They're known as the disciples. They have kind of a team name now, right? And to be on a team, you all got to be players supporting one another, watching one another's back. You can't be, remember we talked the other day, you can't be that person who thinks you're the eye, you're too good for everybody else, or you can't be the ear, you think you're too much of a worm for everybody else. Neither of those work. So Jesus reestablishes the unity. I love that. And what he does is he says this. He calls them together and says, you know, in the world, kings are tyrants and officials lorded over the people beneath them. But among you, it should be quite different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must become your slave. Now, I'm well aware that the world has terminaled, destroyed, killed the word slave to mean things it never meant in the framework of Scripture, never acceptable in the framework of Scripture. The American slavery problem is not biblical. In the Bible, if you kidnap somebody to make them a slave, you are executed. This is two different planets. But what happens is the world gets involved and they change the definitions on things like slave. They change the definitions of things like gay and marriage, the word Christian, the word love, and now they're changing the word male and female. It's just like, wow. You just can't, you know, it's like, I want the words back. I'm tired of this rubbish. But Jesus said something fascinating in that process. He said, you know that in the world, kings are tyrants and officials lorded over the beneath them. But among you, it should be quite different. James 4:4 says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Jesus just flat out said in his statement, you can't do this the way the world does this. It won't work. You can't be a Christian and be connected to the world and do things the way the world does and think the way the world does and function the way the world does and use definitions the world does and make this work for me. It's not going to work. And then he's just flat out said, you want to be the leader? You're going to be the servant. You want to be the biggest? You're going to be the least. You want to be the greatest? You're going to be the least. You want to be honored? You be the slave. That's different than the world, isn't it? In our world, it's whoever can get the fame or the glory. I mean, come on, you know that. And I'm not telling you you never tried to do that? Nope, I've tried. I've tried to do a few extra things to see if I can gain more of a response. And almost every time I do it, I get rebuked because I'm an idiot. It's like, just do what you're called to do and serve the best you can. And all those people in all those positions, and myself included, because I had a position in San Diego, there's a danger to it. I know it's true. I don't handle things well. Like I said, I'm an idiot. So, but here's the bottom line. Become the servant. Somebody asked me about relationship. You know, they're looking for a best friend. You want a best friend? Become a best friend. And then your best friend will come. You get it? You be that first. That's the whole thing. You be it first. All right, we're going to take a break and come back to this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything we find. He's the hungry giant.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from El Cajon. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Okay. Did I see that a little bit more? A little more authority there? Here in Texas. I'm going to get that Sam. Was it Sam Houston? Was that what that guy is?
Sam Elliott. I've looked. I can't find him saying
Texas. I'm going to find that. You know, here in Texas. I'm gonna talk to somebody who knows how to do voices.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. That's how bad I am. I'm going to find that. I am determined. Let's see. Let's do props for our very good friend, John.
Big John.
So I saw John today. If you're thinking, well, how come you saw John today? Because my appointment with Jamie Blumenthal was down the road 2.5 minutes. Well, I'm not going to stop by. Of course you stop by. This is part of supporting one another, blessing one another. We shared a little bit. He's got the snow cone store right next door to his roofing company. So if he wants to, we'll talk about snow cones when he gets on the air. That'll be cool. Here's the dealio. He went, saw my son's house. They did an inspection. It was free. It took less than 10 minutes. They disturbed nobody. They looked at that roof. It's solid. They did an inspection on my roof. Not quite as solid. So, lo and behold, my roof has a couple of issues. Who knew? Anyhow, my point is that if you call them up and they do an inspection, they work it around your time. They do this free inspection. It takes moments. They don't disturb you. They let you know what's going on. And then they tell you what's the next steps if you want to take them. And if you don't, then there's no problem. So I'm going to really encourage you to go through the process. If you have something different that happens, I want you to tell me. Because right now, as I'm going through the process with our clients, they're all doing great. His number is 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. And you know there's a lot of damage going on. There was a lot of wind yesterday. That's all I'm going to say. The Blessed Roofing Company at theblessedroofingcompany.com. Right? The Blessed Roofing Company. 469-BLESSED, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, 469-BLESSED. Free inspection, roof replacement, roof repair, no out-of-pocket cost. Boom. No fudging the numbers. Which is what you want. You want it done right. I mean, if you're paying for a service or a protective service, you should get that. But you don't need to lie about it to get it. I don't like stuff. I dislike stuff like that. Like when we sell like a sponsorship, we tell people we're going to do our best to help you over the next 4 months. It may work. It may not. We can't guarantee that. That's up to the Lord. But hopefully it works out and we can have a great partnership. I'll never forget that deal with Sam. I had a client, and it was the last couple of days. And I mean, the guy, it was Friday, and that's it. And it was a great guy. He's a somebody who was raised as a Muslim and became a Christian, and me, Jewish and Christian, and we would have great fellowship. And he sold the house on the Friday after I thought it was over. The next Saturday, he was going to turn in his notice on Monday. That Saturday before Monday, he sold the house through the show. It's like, wow. Don't tell me that's not ordered of the Lord. That's kind of cool. All right, last trivia question. So see if you can figure this out. I decided to make one up because I don't like the one that I had. So here it is. In the Beatitudes, it says, "Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for what?" What do the peacemakers get? Blessed are the peacemakers. What? What do they get? Right? That's my question. I like that. That's my question. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. As I finish off on our Matthew 20 portion, you're welcome to call. What do the peacemakers get? That's a challenge. You got to think about that. All right, so we were just talking about division in the group and how Jesus did a unification approach, brought the boys together. They all came together. He tells them specifically that they're going to be different than the world. And then he lays out the greatest example, which we're going to examine right after we take this call. He lays out the best example there is possible. Hold on one sec. This is David. How can I help you?
Yeah, I believe I have the answer to your question.
Awesome. Are you ready? All right, so I'm gonna set it up for the one before. The one before. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for
they shall be called the children of God.
That is correct. You are 100% correct. Good job. Awesome. Excellent work.
Thank you, sir.
You are more than welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
All right. It's a great answer. There you go. I love it. I love it because people are getting into it and they're getting to know it and so on and so forth. I love that. Okay. Good job. And if you guys ever want to talk about something beyond the trivia, you're welcome to. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to. This is, if you ask Wonder Julie, I kind of roll with the punches. Pretty much. Okay. All right. So let's go back to this. So Jesus goes, okay, I don't want you to be like the world because that's bad. In fact, Jesus was not very kind to authorities in the world. You know that in this world, kings are tyrants. It's like, yikes. Officials lord it over the people. See, that's not a positive spin on anything. It's going to be different from you. You're going to be different from the world. Whoever wants to be first, whoever wants to be leader among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be your slave. And then he lays down the gauntlet with this. And this is where I want you to get the context of what he's teaching. For even I, the Son of Man, came here, so not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life a ransom for many. So the first thing we're going to do in Matthew 20, verse 28, is identify for those people that don't understand that Jesus is the Son of Man. That they're like, I don't, where does it say he's the Son of Man? Right here in verse 28, where he goes, even I, the Son of Man. See, right there. That's where. Okay. And then it says he came here to be served, not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life a ransom for many. And so I think some people are thinking, well, yeah, see, Jesus, I mean, he could have been like king, or he could have been like, you know, ruler of the planet, da, da, da. Okay. Back it up, Skippy. Let's make sure you nail this down correctly. Jesus came in human form. He was, is, and always will be God. And he became voluntarily one of us in order to help. You cannot find a bigger range of a person being high on the scale and then going low on the scale. You cannot find a bigger range than God becoming a man. So when people are like, well, I'm not going to be the slave of anybody. Really? Because Jesus became the slave and the servant and the humble one amongst all of us, even though we are his creation. Like, wow. So he went from a 60 zillion to a one. And in our society, we might go from a five to a two. It's like, but we're complaining. Listen, the best example in the world is Jesus Christ, who took on humanity in order to help us. So if you want to be a help, instead of just being a fearless leader, which we've got some really good fearless leaders. I don't begrudge all of them by any means. But if you want to be a help, if you want to be known to God, then be a servant. I didn't say to the world. I said to God. If you want to be known as great to God, in the sense that you're really committed to his kingdom, his work, and to loving him, then be that servant, that humble person that he wants you to be. He'll raise you up at the right time, and you'll be fine. But if you humble yourself like Jesus did, and give up like Jesus did, and serve others like Jesus did, that is special to God. So the Father will appreciate you following the example of the Son, which you can, by the way, only do through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can only do it earnestly and honestly. God's got to help you do it. But make the decision to do it. You know who needs to be great between you and God? Not you. So let's do that. Let's pray for that. We'll close it out with that. Father, we come before you and we thank you and we just praise you for the graces and the gifts you've given us in Jesus Christ our Lord and the empowerment you give us through the Holy Spirit as we walk this walk and as we do the things of the kingdom and operate and function in character like Jesus Christ, and simply ask you to help us to have a humble heart. I have a terrible heart, God. But I know it, and I ask you to make my heart more servant-oriented and make that true for everybody. All the good this week, let us keep. All the bad, let us drop. And you know, that's all we're asking, Lord. We ask your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.